This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Michael Brown. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September. The package proposal comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 here in the U.S. Authorities in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday visited the military group already on duty. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week, which left five people dead. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The theme for President-elect Biden's inauguration will be America United, an issue that's long been a central focus for Biden, but one that's taken on added weight in wake of the violence at the Capitol last week. In keeping with the theme of unity, the committee also announced that after he is officially inaugurated, Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery and will be joined there by former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and their wives. It will be one of Biden's first acts as president and a show of bipartisanship at a time when the national divide is on stark display. The scope and urgency of the challenge Biden faces became even clearer this week after President Donald Trump sparked an armed insurrection at the Capitol, spurred by his repeated attempts to delegitimize Biden's win. A strong shallow earthquake shook Indonesia's Sulawesi Island just after midnight Friday, causing landslides and killing at least 10 people, injuring more than 200 others. Search and rescue teams are collecting information from the devastated area. Thousands of displaced people were evacuated to temporary shelters. On Thursday, a magnitude 5.9 undersea quake hit the same region, damaging several homes but causing no apparent casualties. More searchers and rescuers joined the search Friday for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last weekend in the Java Sea. The Sriwijaya jet disappeared Saturday, minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, with 62 people on board. One official said 12 victims have been identified so far. One black box containing flight data was recovered on Tuesday, and search personnel have also recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee has said the crew did not declare an emergency or report any technical problems before the plane plunged into the sea minutes after takeoff from Jakarta in heavy rain. And vote counting is underway in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in office for nearly four decades, is trying to fend off Bobi Wine, the popular musician turned lawmaker. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.